Welcome back. I'm Aaron Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we're on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. I'm so excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director for the AANMC, which is the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. She has a career. Dr. Joanne Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, naturopathic patient care, and public health. She serves as vice president of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health and on the advisory board for the National Association of Advisors for Health Professions. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, folks. How are you both?
Doing great. Doing great. Loving the rain that we had yesterday. It's supposed to get warmer this weekend.
Well, it's drizzling by me this morning, too.
So, every month, you do a newsletter or segment on the AANMC website, and they're often the topics that we talk about here on the show. And so the topic for this one is naturopathic doctors making waves around the world, because the field of naturopathic medicine seems to be exploding. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I sure can. So, you know, last week I was in Washington, D.C. for our United States Advocacy Day, really talking about naturopathic medicine for legislators and why it's important to include naturopathic doctors in programs like Veterans Health Administration and Medicare. And while I was there, I actually ran into one of the gentlemen who we interviewed for this piece. Dr. Randy Robinson is amazing. He is a graduate of the school I graduated from a couple years prior to me, and you know, had come with a background and always an interest in global health prior. And then one day, you know, he was practicing as a naturopathic doctor, and one day he saw there was a test for the Foreign Service. He said, "Oh, why not? Let me take it." He took the test, he got in, and now he's a diplomat, and he works with the EPA on environmental protections for China. And it's just incredible. I've watched him on Facebook travel the world and go to, you know, really taking the core message of naturopathic medicine, which is, you know, the body's innate ability to heal itself and the importance of the health of not just ourselves but of the planet. And he's taken that to a whole nother level. And so, you know, it's really amazing to connect with doctors and see the wonderful work that they're doing. But that really at the heart of it is the naturopathic philosophy that sets the stage for, you know, really just some wonderful, flexible, and diverse types of jobs that folks do out in the field.
So, you know, it's interesting that he's working with China because, you know, their Chinese medicine is really kind of an earthy medicine that's gone back thousands of years.
Absolutely. And, you know, he would travel and, you know, obviously I can't speak directly for him, but I note your conversations. You know, he would travel around and see the different types of medicine, and you know, because of his naturopathic training and because of really the global components of naturopathic medical education, we understand and respect Chinese medicine. We understand and respect Ayurvedic medicine from India and traditional herbal medicines from Africa and South America. And so, you know, we really tend to have graduates who have this global mindset, who recognize that there are many different ways of healing, many different cultural approaches to medicine, and respect that. And so, you know, that was one of the things I think probably that the government saw value in with his background, because they recognize this is someone who already has an understanding and a respect for different cultural perspectives.
Now, you brought up Ayurvedic medicine from India, and I've seen that word around. What is that? I mean, how is it different from naturopathic medicine here, or maybe in Germany where naturopathic medicine is very big, or Chinese medicine?
So Ayurvedic medicine is the traditional medicine of India, and it is, you know, in many of the traditional medicines, you find a holistic approach that is very much in line and in tune with nature, and so there's a lot of emphasis on the body, on the general predispositions of the body, and how to bring that into balance. So with traditional Chinese medicine, with Ayurvedic medicine, and even with naturopathic medicine, while they all have their own distinct aspects, one of the core unifying pieces is the fact that they all believe that the body has the ability to balance itself, and that if we give it the right tools, that it typically can do that. And so that leads me to the next doc we featured, who is Dr. Nisha Winters. And Dr. Winters has actually studied so many different types of things over the course of her 20-year career. And Ayurveda was one of those, and she actually went to India for months at a time and would study with traditional Ayurvedic practitioners, learning directly from them and broadening and expanding her knowledge, really, of natural medicine. She currently is an author. Her book just came out. And I'm not plugging anybody's books or things of that sort, but just giving you an idea of all the things that folks do. She's an author. She speaks around the world on naturopathic approaches to cancer care. She's a cancer survivor herself, and that's actually why she got into naturopathic medicine. She was told as a young woman that her cancer was really not so treatable, and she said, I'm not taking that as an answer, and went and sought out natural care, got her cancer under control and gone. Was many years ago. That was before starting naturopathic school. And so, you know, when I think of these folks, they are so inspiring. Their stories are inspiring, their drive and their passion. And one of the things, I actually got to see her get an award over by Johns Hopkins University, and because she has really sparked the beginning of a clinical trial for mistletoe. And mistletoe is a therapy that has been used in Europe, and it's controversial in the United States and is not legal to use in the United States as a cancer therapy. But she has worked with researchers at Johns Hopkins to get a research grant for mistletoe for cancer therapy. And so, you know, we just have these MDs who are doing incredible things all around the country, all around the world. And I love to talk about it because they inspire me.
So can I jump in here for a second? One of the concerns I think that people have sometimes is that some of this natural medicine or traditional medicines appears sometimes to be kind of not science based. And so when you talk about this study that's being done now at Johns Hopkins, can you talk about how do you validate the therapies and the things that you do? I mean, this is a science. It's just a natural.
Well, and I think you're conflating homeopathy and naturopathy.
No, I know, but I'm saying that there's a confusion in the general population. I would like for Dr. Yanis to sort of clarify that for us about the science of what they do.
Absolutely. You know, and I don't take any offense to any of this. So, you know, naturopathic medical education is based on rigorous medical education for at least the first 2 years, very similar to conventional medical schools, osteopathic schools. Naturopathic doctors study anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, conventional pharmacology, biochemical pathways, histology, all the ologies, really to give a foundation in the human and biological sciences. From there, the naturopathic therapies would then be taught in addition to conventional diagnosis and treatments. But yes, Tobin, the therapies that are taught at naturopathic medical colleges, evidence-based is always emphasized. And, you know, when in certain topics where the evidence is developing, that will be mentioned to students and saying, you know, this is a level of evidence that is not yet at the level, that we'd like it to be. We're working on it. I know the AANMC is now leading a clinical outcomes trial with our naturopathic medical college clinic and working on developing evidence. We recognize that is a concern for the public, and we are working very hard to develop an evidence base. But for many therapies, like Erin, you mentioned traditional Chinese medicine, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of studies out there that already exist validating different approaches of traditional Chinese medicine, some of the herbal therapies, the acupuncture, the adjunctive therapies that are used in Chinese medicine. And so there is literature out there already supporting a lot of this work. I think that, Kelvin, that may be a misperception with the public is, there's no science here. And actually, there really is. And so I think that there are misperceptions, but there are also areas where, just like in conventional medicine, you never stop doing research. Research always continues, and so we are committed to continuing the evidence base, just as any other science-based medical practice would be doing.
Well, I appreciate that answer. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, because, I, like I said, I think there are a lot of misconceptions, so thank you.
So,
of course.
For people who are looking for a career in naturopathic medicine, or just the foundation to be able to do other things, maybe they want to do advocacy or, you know, work for an elected official, how do people get more information about the accredited naturopathic colleges in this country?
Well, they can come to our website. Our website's kind of a one-stop shop for information. We have information on the schools, the profession, career options, how to apply. All of that's on our website. We also host the residency match process, which we just did a little over a week ago. And so, you know, AANMC really is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about naturopathic medical education.
Well, Dr. Yanez, as always, it was a treat to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Awesome. Thank you, folks. I appreciate your time and having me on this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, so it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, The Morning Show, and we'll be right back.